Harper Audio presents Sweet Dates in Basra by Jessica Gigi, performed by Adriana Sivan Nichols. Part 1. Chapter 1. Basra, early 1941. Omar slipped the note through a hole in the wall that separated his house from Shafiq's. Or, as the boys liked to think of it, that joined them. Smuggle her over to the market. Shafiq knew this meant breaking the law, but he never could resist his best friend's plots. The hole had been created one hot summer day shortly after Shafiq's family got running water and decided to send a pipe through to Omar's home so they could have it too. When the water started flowing, both families gathered in the yard for a drink. Shafiq would never forget that taste, deliciously metallic, the flavor of shared prosperity, relished even more because they were all so tired from working in the afternoon heat. Once the pipe was secure, no one bothered to fill the space around it, and the boys had been planning escapades through that narrow space ever since. All manner of sellers, shoppers, fortune tellers, and their targets competed for a piece of the crowded market, redolent with the mingled scents of blood from the butcher's knife, mint from the farmer's crop, and onions simmering in tin pans of white beans. Wicker bowls on the moist ground swayed to the erratic beat of so much movement. And it seemed as though the night purple eggplants and sun-ripe tomatoes they held were ready to topple out at the feet of passing customers.
"It's always worked before," said Omar,
who was the taller and sturdier of the 2 12-year-olds, a smile zipping across his face.
"That doesn't mean it will again."
Despite the waver in his voice, Shafiq kept a firm grip on their product, a spotted white pigeon shrugging occasionally against the constraint.
"The best bird you will ever fly,"
Omar started calling out to potential buyers. The ability to exaggerate wildly was really the only license required at this market.
"Soars through the air like a plane."
Shafiq blocked his face with the pigeon and muttered, "This is not worth 3 fils."
"This bird will bring good luck to all who touch it,"
Omar bested his own slogans.
"This bird can cure loneliness and regret."
Under his breath, he added,
3 fils buys a new ping-pong ball, which is a lot better than the crumpled paper you tried to pass off as sports equipment."
Against his better instincts, Shafiq craved the prize. There was no substitute for the clicking bounce of a white orb careening back and forth across their rooftop court. A woman approached, and Omar's prominent smile overtook his face again.
"Last chance for this magnificent pigeon,"
he urged, but she switched course, apparently doubtful it could cure even her remorse.
"Each time we do this, it gets more dangerous," Shafiq pointed out,
watching a shady group of men in the distance with an abiding fear that they were eyeing him with equal suspicion. Omar took a break from his community outreach to scold his best friend.
"Hey, brother," he said, "she's going to do what she always does, fly home. And if we have a problem, we do the same."
"Sure," replied Shafiq, a sarcastic smile curled on his lips. "We'll just fly like a plane at top speed." Omar could have taken offense, but instead he grew philosophical.
"You need a running start if you ever want to take off," he observed. "If we're chased, just think of that as our running start."
That night, the bird, whom they had dubbed Beti because it meant my home, and she was so good at returning there, escaped from her unsuspecting new owner and flew back to Shafiq as planned. The short-lived sale, with its secret self-activating expiration date, had earned the boys a skittish ping-pong ball. It worked again the next week, and the next, until...
"You!"
If Shafiq had looked to the dramatic movies from Egypt, he could not have cast a more menacing-looking adversary.
"Go!"
he shouted to Omar, as the man in black charged toward them, one hand on the curved dagger that hung from his worn leather belt. Shafiq held onto his frightened bird only long enough to realize that she would easily make it home if he let her go. Then,
In violation of the emergency escape plan, he raced after Omar.